But then, like, it's complicated what keeps you going too. Like, one of the things that keeps me going now is always trying to, like, improve and better myself. I mean, you're never going to, like, okay, so we got 16-year-old kids running 13 minutes and something for 5K. Like, at some level, it's all a joke. Like, we're racing out each other out here like it's the Olympics.
I could not agree more, though, because I've been listening to these ultra marathon books.
Right.
And I listened to, we had talked about running with the Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Those guys are running crazy times.
And a whole team of them. Like, you know.
And you're thinking, I'm thinking, I ran 7:30.
Right.
Last week. And I'm happy.
Yeah.
And it's in the grand scheme of things. I'm not very fast.
Right.
It's like,
I don't look at the grand scheme. I really don't. That don't bother me.
You're competing against yourself. You're trying to get better of what you did. Hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, joining you after the Woodlake Estates group run. And I gotta say, last week 14 people, a little bit disappointed in all y'all. Only 8 people here this morning for the Woodlake Estates group run.
Well, 9. John showed up a little late.
Okay, so 9 people. So we were one Marlon or Jeff or whoever,
Jeff Franco lives here. It's on him.
I didn't see his truck this morning.
So I don't care.
Who knows? Marlon wasn't here. Philip doing stuff with the Army.
Yeah, whatever.
gotta get priorities right here.
But we had a decent crew out. Heather and John were here. Good seeing them. And then we had 4 Thompsons carrying the group. And then Artie and Chad and Marion. So that pretty well sums us up. Get out here for the Woodlake Estates group run. It felt terrible while we were running. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but it feels nice here now under this cool patio.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's almost a little cool with the sweat.
Concrete patio, a little breeze. Now it feels nice. But we are entering summer started June 1st, if you listened to last week's episode. But we're probably headed towards the dog days.
Summer actually started Memorial Day.
I thought you said it started June 1st. Memorial Day was like the 27th or something.
I think if you listen back to it.
His thing is it starts
Memorial Day.
Ends Labor Day.
Whatever. Okay.
He's going to get all crabby.
I listen to the show 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay. Well, we'll trust Jason. All right, running news there. We were talking about it this morning. There is a Q50 race coming up. But other than that, you got 4 on the 4th in Covington. I'm assuming that we're still doing our 1 mile time trial this year. That's kind of like an invite thing.
We better be, because I've been training for it.
We sometimes have to sneak in places, so we don't really want to invite a big crowd to come. But we'll have that episode coming up. But other than that, summertime is not a big time for racing. Like down in New Orleans, you got River Shack Series, Artie was talking about, and then New Orleans Track Club has a 2 mile summer series. Man, that's a long way to drive to run 2 miles
and
come back. But yeah, June, July, August, not a whole lot going on unless you like into triathlon. They have some of that stuff coming up in August. I think maybe in Bay St. Louis in July they used to have one. But yeah, right now it's just maintain your fitness through the summer so that you can feel better when you're running in the fall. Wednesday, though, we do have running news in terms of the club. Wednesday is a global running day, and we are going to be on the Fresh Junkie racing calendar for that. Mike Watney told me that they're going to put us on the calendar, trying to get people out running on global running day. And
who declares that? Who just...
I don't know. Like, I always wonder about stuff like that. We went into a restaurant in Bay St. Louis the other day, and they had a calendar of all the different days it was, and it was like Pirate Day, and I don't know. Like, whatever. Like, who decides what day is what? I don't know. But apparently Wednesday's Global Running Day, June 7th, and our group run happens to fall directly on Global Running Day. So
that's cool.
Come out for the Amblin' Ale 5K, celebrate Global Running Day, hang out for a bit. I got my tech meetup Wednesday night, but I am going to do the run and then hang out for a few minutes and then head over to Red, White, and Brew for that. But yeah, that's it. running news. Get here for the Woodlake Estates group run. Come for the Wednesday night run. That's pretty much your running opportunities during summer. If you want to race, man, some guys really take off on Wednesday nights sometimes.
Yeah,
Jeff took off this Wednesday night. Aaron, not far behind him. Aaron Higgins.
And, who was after Aaron? That'd be me.
Was it? Okay. Well, you won the initial
5K.
And now Jason has a running watch, so he's unstoppable. He texted me during the week.
I don't know how to work it.
I thought this watch was supposed to immediately connect to Strava. takes a little tech savvy.
And I'm not very tech savvy.
But yeah, that's all in running news. You got any running news, Mark? You normally come with stories.
Yeah, I got one. A couple weeks ago, we reported that long-standing high school 5K.
It got torn down this week.
It got, yes.
Yeah, I saw that. We had a new 5K high school record this week.
It stood for 19 years. It's been broken.
5K or 3 miles?
5K.
Yeah, 5,000 meters.
Because this is track season.
Connor Burns is now the record holder at 13:34.
How much faster can people get?
Apparently much faster Olympic-wise. I think it's in the 12s now.
Man,
so,
that's crazy.
But yeah, like how much faster can those guys get?
Right.
They just broke the record. I don't know.
It's crazy.
That's got to be, I mean, that's 4 minutes and something for 5K per mile.
God, that's insane.
That's moving.
Yeah. We won't have any of that happening on Wednesday nights anytime soon. I do remember.
But if you want to, you can. That's entirely up to you. If you want to come out here at Wood Lake or there in Hammond on a Wednesday evening and run a 4 minute.
But I was 5K. Talking to the Washington Parish Fair 5K. I was talking to, I think it's Josh Burris. He was
Just name somebody, man. You come
race
up with
director
all these
names. Out there, and he was a computer science professor at Southeastern, and he came to one of our tech meetups, and he said he would get people that would come to that race sometimes and ask about the course record, like high school students. We're like, I can run 15 something. Well, 1 year, just out of the blue, he said they had somebody who had won the Atlanta Marathon, ended up showing for the Washington Parish Fair 5K, and ran like, I don't know, like 13-something or 14. He's like, he tells these high school kids, look, don't even worry about it. We didn't even write it down, but you're not going to break the course record. But we don't have a lot of that around here.
No.
Unless you go out to 4 on the 4th, we'll have some guys running 20 minutes and something.
Where was that broken at, you know?
At a high school track meet.
California.
Gotcha.
Oregon.
I don't have that information in front of me.
Anyway.
Okay.
So it was a miserable run this morning. It was hot, so we're getting into summer, which is why we're starting our series on the book, or maybe it'll be one show, on the book, I Hate Running and You Can Too by Brendan Leonard.
I guess. I'm like Jake. I'd have never pulled that name out.
But, we all three read the book, and I have to say, it was pretty short. I probably read it in 90 minutes, something like that.
I'm not a very strong reader.
Yeah.
It didn't come on audio.
I like to get my money's worth.
I was real aggravated it wasn't on audio books.
Yeah. Initial reflections, though, if you got like a subscription service or something like Hoopla through the library, worth a read. If I bought the book for like $10-$15 and got it and it was that short, I might have been a little bit disappointed.
I think I got it for $5.99.
Yeah, I'd pay $6 for it on Kindle. But it's more for like beginning runners, try and get you motivated, get you started.
But it does. I think bring up some things to think about. And that's kind of what we're going to do is kind of just hit different points of it. I'll just throw it out there and, you and Jay just take it and go with it.
Yeah. The other thing about it is that I don't think I liked it as an audio book because a big part of the book is he must be like a comic drawer or something because it was a lot of illustrations and things.
I couldn't really see it wouldn't let me zoom in. So I couldn't really see the illustrations.
And it was like comical, like it was comedy type stuff. So the illustrations are kind of funny. illustrating his points. So, yeah, you start us off, Mark, and we'll just talk about I hate running and you can too.
Okay, we talked about in the first episode, way back there, back in the early days of whenever that was.
January 3 years ago.
Wow, that was so long ago. I was so young then. Yeah. But we talked about why we started running. So one question is, why do we keep running?
That's a great question. So getting started running, he talks about, you know, kind of everybody hates it.
Right.
When you first start. And maybe I did think back to that. One of my, you talked about it last week, your earliest or your running anniversary is in July. I think I started running in the summer too.
July 16th.
And that was one of the dumbest things I think I ever did. Like, what kept you going when it's 100 degrees outside running every day? But like, in terms of what keeps me running, I mean, at some level it's just become a habit now that, I don't know, I wake up and I figure out when during my day I'm going to run. But I also think to some extent, like when you grow up a little bit overweight or you struggle with your weight through your 30s or whatever, there is a certain amount of fear.
Exactly.
I was going to say the same thing. I think a lot of it is still the same reason I started running. You know, it's some of it is to, I mean, I still like to eat.
Yeah.
And I still like to drink. So I got to balance that out somewhere.
Yeah.
Or I'll be back in that same spot.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you did those first couple runs? Did you enjoy it? Did you go, man, this is fun. Boy, I like this.
I don't even remember when I started. Like,
I hated it.
I mean, I really don't. I don't remember.
It's like an acquired taste. It's like coffee. Time I had my first cigarette, I had to work on liking that stuff, you know. And then you gotta with the cigarettes, you had to break yourself off of them. But it's like with anything, beer is an acquired taste. You just keep at it, you work at it, you don't give up.
Yeah, we were at a brewery Friday and just let one of the kids sniff or taste a sip of one of the beers on the flight, and their face just turns. No, I didn't enjoy my first running. I mean, obviously, I used the Couch to 5K app, which is, it was on my phone. I don't know if you remember that.
No, the cord on my phone didn't stretch far enough for me to run with.
But I remember, like, the biggest thing I remember early on was, like, feeling like my knees were rattling around. Like, just not stable. So one of the first things I did was go buy those bands that go around your knees. Not like the full...
copper.
Yeah, but it was just like a single strap that went right under your kneecap instead of the full brace or whatever. But I just felt like unstable, and then like your breathing, it's just like.
And I do love the like feeling after. I think that's part of it, is the feeling after. Like when I go home today, like I know I've been up early, got a good run in, and feel better. I mean, it hurts some after the run, but it also you feel good too.
Yeah.
That's done.
But I do like, and I still like get that fear though sometimes, especially after, like if I run a marathon or something and I've got a week or two of where I need to take it easy, like this fear that you're going to lose fitness or that you're going to, because I know I put on probably 10, 15 pounds in a relatively short period of time after we had kids.
Yeah,
you know, to remember like how quickly that happened.
And I think too the group part of it, like
this.
We would have never known Artie or Marlon or, you know, all those guys that we run with now. That
Chad,
are,
Jeff,
everybody that's consistently
and
people hanging out
forge.
You know. Yeah, I mean,
I didn't get involved in a group of like running early on, but it was nice once I finally started going to local 5Ks and stuff, like being able to know somebody when you went out there.
And that's what I really think when I started loving running was with Forge, because that was like my first group that we consistently did their runs, so we hung out with them. And, but like, I ran mostly alone for the longest until you found a group.
Well, when I started... church was putting on a 5K. You had been on me because I'm telling you, I'd lost all that weight at the gym, and you were saying, the only way to get, try something else, try running. So that just all kind of happened together. And then I fell in with you and Drew. We did some runs, and you got me in with Forge, and it just kind of went from there. But
and then Jason fell off, and you and I started
running. Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then me and you ran together for a couple of... You love something, set it free.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm sentimental this morning.
So it's an acquired taste. I can understand why people wouldn't like running.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's complicated what keeps you going, too. Like, one of the things that keeps me going now is always trying to, like, improve and better myself. I mean, you're never going to, like, okay, so we got 16-year-old kids running 13 minutes and something for 5K. Like, at some level, it's all a joke. Like, we're racing out each other out here like it's the Olympics.
I could not agree more, though, because I've been listening to these ultra marathon books.
Right.
And I listened to, you told me about, or no, we had talked about running with the Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Those guys are running crazy times.
And a whole team of them. Like, you know.
And you're thinking, I'm thinking, I ran 7:30.
Right.
Last week. And I'm happy.
Yeah.
And it's in the grand scheme of things. I'm not very fast.
Right.
It's like
I don't look at the grand scheme. I really don't. That don't bother me.
You're competing against yourself. You're trying to get better of what you did.
Yeah.
Because especially if you didn't start running at a young age, like I'm never going to run 15 minutes and something for a 5K where that's just normal for a 16-year-old.
Well, I looked back at when I have logged every run. I've wrote it down from the time I started. And that's really what kept me going, even though I didn't really like it. And it hurt when I first started, was that I was working to improve, and I've got it broken down to anything to keep me going, but the numbers kept me going. It's just I got a competitive streak.
I can remember going from, like, my average pace on a long run being from, like, 10 minutes a mile, 10:30 a mile, to just being flabbergasted that now I'm running under 9 minutes a mile for my long run.
Right, yeah.
And now, like, being able to go out and run 20 miles at 7-something a mile. Like I know that I'm constantly improving over the years, and I think that a lot of that just depends on, you know, I started when I was 30. I still have plenty of time to improve. So, I don't know. It's just competing against yourself. Like, I know I can run... I know I might be able to qualify for Boston eventually. I know I might eventually be able to break 19 minutes for a 5K.
Yeah.
So it's not all fear. I mean, there is, like, some positive motivation, too. And then, you know,
yeah, my
just
very
to hang out with people.
My very first run, and I did a lot of walking in it, was July 16th, 2012. I weighed 219 pounds. I did 3 miles in 42 minutes.
Yeah, I wish I...
And 5 weeks later, I did my first 5K. I did it in 31:58. And as we all know, what did I do, Jay?
You medal.
I medal.
I do wish that I had better records like that, because I don't remember when I started. I mean, I didn't start... I mean, I started running just on my own. Like, it wasn't, like, aiming for a race or anything. But, like, I don't remember what year. You know? I mean, I think the first... like documented thing I have is like my first half marathon, but I don't remember how long I was running before then. I had to be running a while.
And I think there are certain aspects of running that just appeal to my personality. Like, I like being quiet, alone, mm-hmm. by myself. But I also, like, anytime something is on a calendar, like, it has to get done. Mm-hmm. So I remember when I first started Couch to 5K, it's like 3 runs a week and you're breaking it up into run walk. Well, like, by midweek, I had already done those 3 runs because I wanted to make sure that nothing was going to get missed along the way. So,
did you take the full 8 weeks to do it, or?
I think I did. Like, I think I knew I had to ease into it, and then I did enjoy getting to the point where I could run for 30 minutes at one time. That was really fun.
Well, Jay, you play volleyball. You enjoy the whole time you're playing?
I do.
You enjoy the whole time you're running?
I don't.
That's one thing I read early on, and I don't remember where I read it. It said that running was the only sport that you enjoy more after you've done it than you do while you're doing it. You know, baseball players enjoy the game.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy parts of the run this morning for sure.
All right, we got Heather and John walking up here. You guys,
hey,
good to see you, man. You had a good run this morning?
Yeah, it was okay. I'm just trying to figure out a good pair of running shoes.
Yeah?
I tried those Oncloud running shoes, but they were almost too tight, you know?
Yeah.
I ran with Brooks. Initially, I didn't like the Brooks, but I'm back to the Brooks and they feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We went and got some Saucony rides from Mark's. Memorial Day sale, liking those.
Yeah, I've been happy.
I saw he had a bunch of On Clouds that were on clearance.
Yeah, I bought one for
people. I think people like them, like for casual shoes, right. Like style. But as far as running, I don't know a whole lot of people that run in them.
I don't either.
I keep going from running shoes. I don't know, just trying to find the right
one.
Yeah.
And then they change. Once you find one you like, they end up changing it somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, I might try it. You guys like that shoe?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
it's similar, I think, to the Brooks Ghost.
Okay.
But I don't know. When we interviewed Mark for the show one time, he was talking about those On Clouds are really stiff too. Like they're not as springy as you would think they are.
That's great. Well, congratulations on your flight, man.
Oh yeah. I didn't get to see you guys out there. I thought.
I was on military.
Yeah, I know. That's what Heather said.
Half Ironman next,
eh? We'll see.
Volunteered the day before for the kids.
That's right.
We'll see. Maybe once my youngest daughter can start driving and I've got a little bit more time to train, I may look at doing.
Your run
something.
Was good and the bike was good. You know.
Yeah, I feel good about my run.
Yeah.
I got to train for a swim.
Yeah.
2.4 miles a long way.
Good to see y'all.
See y'all.
That's why I do the 1.2.
There you go.
So back to it. Don't enjoy them. You know, I remember playing softball as a kid. You know, the church league softball. I enjoyed the whole
every
game.
Minute of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Unless you got out.
Yeah. But even then, it wasn't painful.
Right. And we've won a lot when we played pure softball.
But I don't know. I like running more now since I thought I wasn't going to be able to do it again. Which next week we're going to talk about complicating your running, burning out. Doing stuff to yourself, not just physically, but setting.
Yeah, that's what this morning, I think I've gotten better at just kind of knowing, like, when it's time to back off. So, just kind of took it easy this morning. Had a long, hard run yesterday.
I've been doing the mile lately. I've been, it's cut down on, I can run every day, but I'm not running as much mileage, but every fourth day, I run as hard as I can for a mile. I started at 9:48, which ain't fast, but got it down to 8:53. Yeah. So I'm hoping by the mile deal, I would like to hit eight minutes for a mile.
That's like for me. I gotta have the mindset of, all right, Wednesdays is my fast day. Any other time I run, just run. Right now, especially with the heat, just
But
what's crazy is since I started doing that, I've been doing it for a month now, probably. My easy runs are a lot faster than they were before. This morning I was running probably 10:40 as an easy run, and this morning, man, just under 10 without really pushing it.
Yep.
So, you know.
And part of it is getting acclimated to the heat. We've had a couple weeks of it now.
It's not always fun, but I wouldn't give it up. There's no way. It's weird that I all of a sudden started running on July 16th, 12 years ago, whatever it was, and it's been a part of my life ever since then. I mean, just a vital, just something that I do now. There's not any question about it.
Yeah, and it's not just physical health, it's mental health of just getting out and away from screens and everything else, work and everything else is going on. I mean, work for you guys. everything else that's going on.
I'd like to get some Facebook feedback on what you guys think of, you know, we talked about, is it an acquired taste? How did you acquire the taste for running? Because it, not everybody does it.
Yeah. I remember we talked about the Haruki Murakami book, and he talks about he never recommends to other people to become runners. That he just kind of keeps it to himself because it isn't for everybody. I think, you know, some people, it just won't appeal to, and some people may not be able to push past the, it hurts at first, you're huffing and puffing. And I think I read this recently on the National Weight Loss Registry, the most common form of exercise is not running, it's walking. I mean, walking is a much more enjoyable thing to do, and it's perfectly acceptable form of exercise.
And he has a real good chapter in that, the second chapter in the
Everybody
book.
Everybody walks. Sometimes.
Is about walking and what a vital part of it is. And I try to walk at least a mile a day, even when I run.
Yeah.
It's just either for a cool down or a warm up. Or yesterday I walked a mile before I started running.
But there are some people that running will appeal to your personality and it'll just become a part of who you are. Like I can't imagine what my day-to-day, week-to-week would look like if I wasn't running.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. It's funny you say that. I thought about that, too. What would I do at 4 o'clock? And, you know, when I get up at 4 in the morning, I read the news, and I you know, listen to some music, and about 5:30 or quarter to 6, I'm outside either, you know, stretching, getting ready to run. What would I do?
Even when I run a marathon and I got to take, like, 2 weeks off after, I'm reading articles about running, like how could I have done this better, you know, reading articles about shoes, what shoes might give me some kind of advantage. I don't know, it's like any, I mean, people get into their hobbies, whether it's hunting or fishing or whatever, running is as much as a form of exercise, it also becomes a hobby that you're constantly researching and thinking about and planning for.
I think I've enjoyed it more lately than I have in a long time. Like,
and the group is a
the
big
group
part of it.
Is the biggest part of it.
I mean, and that's been something that came. I don't know if like I said, I started with you and Drew, and then me and Jeremy. I don't know if I would have kept it up had that not been a part of it, or if it would have, it wouldn't mean what it does to me now. Yeah. But we talked about. There's a few quotes in the book I thought were good. Talking about is running fun. Dean Karnazes, is that how you pronounce
Karnazes,
it? He said
Jason would know. He listened to his book.
I did.
He said to call running fun would be a misuse of the word. Running can be enjoyable. Running can be rejuvenating. But in a pure sense of the word, running is not fun. And I always think about the quote from Back to the Future. I think the third one. We did it in a trivia field where they set a 3 mile fun run. The guy goes, 3 miles running. What the hell kind of fun is that? here's one from the author of the book. He said, if running were a person I was dating, I would definitely have broken up with that person long ago. But running is more like a weird friend I keep hanging out with, who is really good for me in a strange way, despite being pretty unlikable most of the time. I thought that was good. I don't know. Like I say, I enjoy my running now more than I have
since
I've started.
May be different in July. And that's why we're starting this series now. Like, I love running October, November, December.
Nope. And I would much rather be running now
February.
In cold.
But I am getting used to the heat early this summer. Like,
yeah.
I'm
well, if you stay running, it's like getting used to the cold. If you stay running year-round, you pretty much just work yourself in as the seasons go. You kind of flow with them. So, anyway, give us a little feedback on how you acquired the taste for running. Because, like I say, it's not something when I first did it, I was thinking, oh, man, I like this.
How you acquire the taste and what keeps you going.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's all we have for this week, and we'll continue our series as we summer continues to heat up. I thought we were going to get a St. Swithin's Day cool snap next weekend, but it's gone from the from the radar now. But as it continues
Look,
to get
St. Swithin's
hotter,
Day is in July. We got a long time before that.
So you think we're
going to
get another snap coming?
Oh, we're going to get that snap coming.
I hope so. All right. Well, until next time, we'll catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.